Welcome to Pick 6 for Thursday, March 24th, 2022. Put down your pencils. Trend to drop standardized testing for college admissions is a welcome change. Trustees of California State University have decided to permanently drop the SAT and ACT tests in the admissions process, citing equality concerns. I'm not going to weigh in on the equality issues and standardized testing. There are plenty of people far more qualified than I to address that subject. But I've never been a fan of standardized testing. I was a decent student in school. I got good grades, took CP and even some AP courses, made National Honor Society, and even managed a couple of awards and a small book scholarship at graduation. But when it came to standardized tests, I stunk up the joint. While peers knocked down awe-inspiring numbers, I was amazingly average on more than one occasion. And I'm not alone. There are a lot of us out there. I've always valued a well-rounded education. I think there's more to be said for an involved student with a good GPA than by performance on one standardized test. In the last few years, colleges and universities seem to agree, trending away from putting too much weight on the SAT and ACT. CSU is the largest four-year university system in the nation, so if you were looking for a nail in the coffin of standardized testing, here it is. I say, not a moment too soon. And with that, let's get into the six and the number one story. Read the full piece in the LA Times. CSU officially drops SAT and ACT from admissions process in a major move. Number two today, Madeleine Albright has died. The cause, cancer, according to her family. Albright came to the U.S. at the age of 11, a political refugee from Czechoslovakia, and rose to become U.S. ambassador to the UN and the first female Secretary of State. Read the Washington Post obituary. Number three, also read Madeleine Albright's February opinion piece in the New York Times. Putin is making a historic mistake. Number four today, you may remember a week or so ago I pointed out a story highlighting a loophole in New York City's mask mandate requirements that meant unvaccinated Mets and Yankees players were not going to be able to play on opening day. Well, Mayor Eric Adams has closed that loophole, meaning athletes like those ballplayers and basketball's Kyrie Irving, who played the long game, won. That's great, right? Well, read this opinion piece by the New York Post's Mike Vaccaro, highlighting a big double standard, and you might think a little differently. Number five today, after two shootings that left five people shot and injuries to several police officers, Miami Beach is imposing a midnight curfew starting today through the weekend in the midst of spring break. A city-organized concert has also been postponed, the Miami Herald reports. And finally today, number six, this one's just for fun. I'm a Philadelphia sports fan. A comedian wrote a social media post that went viral. Now, the Philadelphia Inquirer has to tell the world the first mascots of the Phillies were not a dancing Dutchman and his rat Chauncey. Links to all these stories can be found in the Pick 6 newsletter. You can subscribe by visiting my website, cd6.com. In the 20-odd years since we met, Mr. Putin has charted his course by ditching democratic development for Stalin's playbook. He's collected political and economic power for himself, co-opting or crushing potential competition, while pushing to reestablish a sphere of Russian dominance through parts of the former Soviet Union. Like other authoritarians, he equates his own well-being with that of the nation and opposition with treason. He is sure that Americans mirror both his cynicism and his lust for power, and that in a world where everyone lies, he is under no obligation to tell the truth, because he believes that the United States dominates its own region by force. He thinks Russia has the same right. That was Madeleine Albright, in a February opinion piece in the New York Times with your quote of the day. If you found this podcast and want to follow the conversation, don't miss out. Stay informed. Visit my website, cd6.com, where you can subscribe to my newsletters and follow along on social media. Thanks for listening. Pick Six is taking Friday off. See you Monday. Christopher Six is a passionate advocate of community journalism with more than 30 years in the media, corporate communications, and marketing. An award-winning designer, columnist, illustrator, photographer, and newsroom leader, he is a respected voice in journalism ethics. A veteran reporter, he has created and taught news writing seminars for community colleges and the Pennsylvania Newspaper Association.